Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Actually, the last day of Advent.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And before the day before.
Christmas actually starts Christmas. 12 days of the day after Christmas is actually when the 12 days of Christmas start.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly right. And if you remember from Sunday school, what happens is, the birth is known because of the star, right? So the star is up to say the baby Jesus is born, and then it takes the three wise men 12 days to get where they're going.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And do you remember what happened on their way to find that star? They stop to see King Herod, bad guy, bad dude, and they tell him, a Savior's being born and the king, and we're on our way there. He says, oh, okay, interesting. Yeah, that's great. And they leave, and he goes, all right, get my henchmen in here, get my thugs in here, go kill that baby king. Ain't no king going to be born there. I want that baby killed.
Yep.
Remember that?
Can't have that. Yep.
Yeah, can't have that. No. We're going to kill the baby. Wow. That's some serious evil right there.
Exactly.
Going to kill the baby. So is there good in this world? Absolutely. And we're going to see the prime example of how good overcame evil as the birth of the baby Jesus, the Christmas story, happens. But there's also evil.
Oh, boy, is there.
There is evil, and there has been evil since the beginning of time. So I think it's naive to say,
who needs the police?
Right. Yeah. There's no evil.
Who needs our protectors?
No. Exactly right. Everything is. I happen to think people wrecking stuff for the sake of wrecking stuff. That's evil. We've seen a lot of that, have we not?
Oh.
I think the idea that if you want to keep your job, you will do what we tell you to do, injecting into your body what we say is best for you, or you don't get your job. That's evil. I think the idea of wrapping masks around toddlers and saying, this stuck with me in New York. Walk by the theater that Lion King is in. It's awesome Broadway show, Lion King.
Yep.
Great one to take the kids to when you're in New York City, right?
Yeah.
Big signs out front. Unless you show proof of children 12 and under. 12 and under.
Wow.
For a vaccine, you will not be able to enter.
Then it's just papers. Where are your papers?
Okay, where are your papers? Now, mind you, again, if any parent out there says, I believe it's best for my child to be vaccinated, your decision. No problem. That you are making the best decision for a child that can make that kind of decision for themselves. That's what parents do. But the idea that, I'm going to go to Lion King, so let's just make sure they have it. It's just wrong. It is evil. It is evil. And the challenge in all of that, I believe, is sort of saying, what noise do I believe? What do I do? Right? I mean, okay, I could lose my job. My kids can't go to stuff. I mean, it's so...
But when are we going to roll out the clown from the movie It? To start, evil clown start talking kids in a vaccine.
I've said this a few times throughout this whole... thing. It's just, I just want to be done with it. I just want to, I'd love to go one day without hearing somebody shame everybody that hasn't been vaccinated.
And everywhere.
And or,
yep.
Telling you that they believe the Antichrist is the reason for it. I just, make your own decision, talk to your doctor, leave me out of this. Healthcare, in my mind, has so blown it. They've so blown it. Healthcare organizations want the best for their patients. I totally get that. But I tell you what, if you live, well, really, I'm not even going to put this on North Dakota. I'm not. I'm just going to say people in general are a lot more likely to do something you want them to do when you present the facts to them and say, you know, make a good decision.
Yep.
And when you say...
Have to.
Yeah, and you putting kids in commercials to say, I got vaccinated. I think you should, too. You are creepy. You are Tony Fauci creepy, is what you are. And by the way, all the therapies, and here I'm doing it. This is what I said I don't want to do. I'm doing it. But does anybody think it's a little ironic that every therapy that existed prior to the COVID pandemic that helped people, that we know helped people, they're all bad, according to some of these zealots. But guess what? The therapies that are coming out now that somebody's going to make zillions of dollars on, three of them, right?
No, there's three words, but you finish your point. Follow the money.
I don't know how many of them are. Yeah, follow the money.
Follow the money on all of them.
I mean, again, so new therapy, good. Old therapies, bad.
You know what the new thing is?
That's
now, too.
Evil. That's creepy.
You know what the new one is now? You know where the new money, you know where it's coming now? You know what the next word is? Testing. Tested. You got to get tested before. You got to get tested after. You got to test during. Test, test, test. Well, the tests cost money. Oh, no, the tests are free. Abbott Labs doesn't make
free.
Those tests for free.
Nothing's free.
So who's paying for them and who benefits?
I don't want to go down this rabbit hole.
You know what I'm saying?
I do not want to go down this rabbit hole because I just said it's creeping me out, and it does. But I want you to think about good versus evil. I do. I want you to think about that. And I want you, and this is the message that should come from healthcare. Today, yesterday, tomorrow. Have a doc. Know a doc. Doctors, nurses, everybody in healthcare, they save lives. They see a lot. Their advice is worthy of listening to. Okay? Get the facts. Talk to your doc. Make a decision. Okay?
I did and I did.
Yeah. Then that's what should be done. And you know what? I don't want to hear about it. I don't want your creepy little Facebook profiles changed.
Yes, I don't
want you jumping up and down. I don't want, you know. I
don't need you to protect me. I don't need you to keep me safe. I don't need you to do any of that.
Your advocacy is having the opposite effect of what you intended to have.
It is.
So just remember that. And remember, this season more than ever, evil's among us. Evil's among us. So be very, very worried. That's all I'm going to say. Question of the day, which we will take till the end of the program today, okay? We'll announce a winner before the end of the program, and tomorrow all 12 of our Christmas callers will join us. I was at Mass this morning, St. Anne Joachim Church, South Park, 7 a.m. Father Kyle Metzger was there. He was the celebrant of the Mass, and so was Father Scott Karnick. And he was the concelebrant, as they say. But the homily was 3 minutes. I'm going to summarize it in a minute. Imagine going to a birthday party. Go to a birthday party. And everybody's bringing presents. This can be a Christmas party, too, right? I'm going to invite a bunch of my friends. We're going to have a Christmas party.
Sure.
Birthday party, you know, big party.
Yep.
And everybody at the party is exchanging gifts back and forth among the guests.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who threw the party, the person whose birthday, doesn't get any gift.
That's a good analogy.
That's what happens on Christmas.
Yeah.
We're all busy giving each other gifts, but the reason for Christmas is the birth of Jesus. So what gifts do we give him?
Our lives.
I hope so. So the question is today,
our existence.
What Christmas question of the day? What Christmas gift do you have for Jesus? Maybe it's, I'm going to pray. And so many people don't pray because they think, I'm not saying it right. I can't remember the rosary. I just don't know what to say. Father Metzger made this very clear. Just do it in your own way. There's no right or wrong way. Take an hour between now and the birthday of the baby Jesus and say, I'm shutting everything off. And I'm just going to pray for an hour.
Yep.
And you know what? Many people in the audience are going, are you kidding me? How can I pray for an hour? That's a gift of baby Jesus.
Go volunteer in service of others.
Maybe it's an apology.
Yep.
Maybe it's, I'm going to take a little time to reflect on how I'll apologize. For Catholics, it's confession. Okay? Have you been to confession? When's the last time you were confession? I have to tell you, as a cradle Catholic, There's nothing more cathartic than confessing your sins. And the reset that comes from that, I think people think of it as a painful process. I think it's the greatest gift ever. It's not painful at all. For one, the priest has heard everything. Like, you think you're going to tell that priest anything they haven't heard over and over and over again? And, you know, you go behind a screen and you say, I really messed up. I used the Lord's name in vain. Okay. You're forgiven of your sins. Wow. You humbled yourself enough to say, what? The other one would be forgiveness. Maybe there's somebody in your life who really just irritates the living daylights out of you, and you're not right with them. Maybe a gift is to say, I'm going to forgive that person. I'm going to go out of my way to say, you know what? Let's reset in 2022. Let's do it different here after Christmas. So find something. Find something that is a gift to the Savior. What's your gift? Tell me that. Rick in Minot has a little suggestion. First caller of the day, how to maintain a positive Christmas. That would be a good gift, wouldn't it? I'm not going to scream at family members or think, that sister, she drives me nuts. I wish she'd shut her yap. You're just going to say, I'm going to turn the other cheek this Christmas.
Daddy, do you want any more hostage?
More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the Chamber is all about, and they're very active in our Chamber. They're very good Chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're in the Christmas spirit here. As you can tell from the Christmas music tomorrow, all...
Let it be Christmas.
Traditional Christmas music, would that be the word for it?
In the heart.
The kind of Christmas music you hear at church. Christmas, you know, I don't know what to call it. There's secular Christmas and there's traditional Christmas, I guess, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, remind you the reason for the season.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, I think this is one of them. I don't know. Little Drummer Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Rum-pa-pum-pum?
Yep.
Given the whole story there? Have you seen the Carrie Underwood version that she did with her son?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. And he's like, rom-pa-pom-pom. He can't say his R's. You know, rom-pa-pom-pom.
Oh.
We've got to play that before we're done.
Yeah.
It's a beauty. If you're going to Frisco, we'd love to have you come with us. And you wouldn't need to take out a loan to fly there because we're going to bus it up to Frisco, Texas. That's right, Valley Bus. And our Flag family partnered with the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation on a Frisco fan bus. Gosh, this is going to be fun. We have 50 people in the bus. So the tickets are gone. They're gone. AM1100theflag.com. That's right, AM1100theflag.com. Right now, click on Hot Links, the Frisco fan bus. It is the bus trip down. It is 3 nights of hotel stays. Not tickets to the game. You got to get those on your own, but get your seat today. You can buy online, am1100theflag.com. Check those out. Love to have you on the bus because it literally is.
Yep.
And what'd you say, Kevin? Four people go? It's like what?
It's 525 ahead.
Okay, yeah.
$725 a piece if you're going solo. Two people drops, three people more, and you get four people group of 525 ahead. And that's everything. And by the way, Topeka is our midway point. So we're going Fargo, Topeka, Frisco, coming back, same drill.
Last time I'm going to use the word virus on the radio today about any pandemic, okay, and hit the buzzer if I don't, but
okay.
There are bad things in the air, okay? That's not new with
right?
The virus, but it is
true.
I'm stating a fact, okay? And indoor air quality can solve a lot of problems. Somebody you're working with, you didn't know they have COVID, they didn't know they had COVID, but they do. What is a chance you sit across them and you don't get what they have? Indoor air quality. If you want a pro that knows from the most economical to the most complex for your business, for your home, it's H.A. Thompson & Sons. Indoor air quality experts. It's called IAQ. They have this. They do it for hospitals. They do it for long-term care facilities. They do it for schools. Best of the best. Best in class. H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. Rick in Minot, what's on your mind, Rick?
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas. Hey, first thing, a caveat. I don't do everything that I'm going to say perfectly, so I fail every day. But I have three kids, my two youngest ones. We try to do it three different ways through Christmas, but year-round, verbally, non-verbally, and physically. And verbally, you give thanks every day through prayer, bite your tongue, be kind to others, greet everybody you see, just right off the top. Nonverbal, pray when you're alone, write letters of thanks to people without signing your name. They don't need to know who you are. Just let them know you appreciate whatever it may be. You donate money, raise money for good causes that you believe in. And then the last thing is the physical part. Do good deeds. Help when it's inconvenient or convenient. And I try to teach them. It doesn't matter if it takes you 20 seconds or 20 minutes or half a day. And you don't look for a thanks. You just, you know what, because someday somebody can help you out. But you're not doing it for that reason. You're just to help out. And I want to give a shout out to my, real quick, my nephew who's back from overseas. He's a captain in the U.S. Army, and we're just driving down to Bismarck Mandan to go see him. He hasn't been home for almost 5 years. So, Captain Nick, Merry Christmas and welcome home for 10 days anyway.
Your list is about the best advice, all in one little neat package of how to live your life. And none of us do anything perfect, right? It's really easy to say, here's what you should do. If you did it like I did it, it'd be great. Oh, come on. That's not, no, nobody's in that camp. But boy, what a great way to do it. And do you have to lean into that, especially at Christmas, Rick?
No, I lean, honestly, we don't lean it just at Christmas. It's a good memory. I mean, a good time to focus on it, but it doesn't matter what time of the year it is. You hope you teach your children that. That way they carry it. Not just at Christmas, but their whole life, you know? And I'm not perfect because I'm a sinner every day. Ask anybody who's a friend of mine. I'm not perfect, but I try as best as you can. But that's just who we are.
No, and I would think doing that all year long would make Christmas better. But I see, for those of us that don't follow your lead anywhere near as much as we should. Be a good time to start at Christmas, that's for sure. And just say, I'm not going to let anything bug me. I'm going to. It's just a great list. It is. Well, how old are your kids?
They are. My oldest is 33, and my two younger ones are 10 and 9.
Wow, is that awesome? And do you? I mean, your buttons must pop with pride when you see them living examples of doing that.
You know what? My 10-year-old boy and son, he's already 100 times better person than I am, because he doesn't hesitate. If somebody drops something on the ground or needs help or whatever, he doesn't look at me to like, should I go help? He just jumps in, and it knocks my socks off. It brings, you know what I'm saying, swells up your chest, but it's not pride, it's love more than anything. You know, like, okay, maybe I did one good thing on this earth when I was here. Maybe I did this, and it's through him. You know, it's not me, it's him, you know, or whatever, all my children, in one way or shape or form. I mean,
exactly.
We all as parents see that.
Yeah. Amazing.
Anyway, didn't want to suck up your guys' time. Merry Christmas to everybody. Everybody.
Now, callers never suck up our time. Callers are the reason we exist. The show's called What's on Your Mind for a reason, so you've contributed mightily to it, Rick, and stay tuned tomorrow, because we're going to select 12 of these callers to win some prizes. So we appreciate you very much. Thanks, Rick.
You bet. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Rick in Minot with some profound advice there. Texter says, we Protestants don't feel the need to confess to a religious leader. We confess directly to God through prayers of confession. We cut out the middleman.
Well, everybody's different.
Exactly right.
That's just fine.
We're on the same C team, right? We're Christians,
that,
and
the word's being spoken. I'm in.
And I think you know, the vast majority of the Christian community. I don't know if we had to total every Christian up and say, okay, there's this many that are Protestant, this many that are Catholic. Probably follow your lead. And I think if you're doing it that way, rather than not doing it all, it's way better. I think there's also, you know, some humbling that comes from looking at someone who represents the disciples. Mind you, that's the teaching of the Catholic Church. A priest is one of the 12 disciples. That's been handed down. Remember, Peter on the rock said, got the word from Jesus, you know, Peter, this is the church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That goes way back. Now, man decided, I don't like that pope, or I don't like this, and then we're going to go that way, we're going to go this way, and, you know, you guys are doing that a little weird, and now what do we got, 400 denominations of the Christian faith?
It's better
than not having a faith, but I don't believe Jesus goes, yeah, 400 different versions, you got it right. He wanted one of us, so we got to do how we do it, sticking together. Paul in Fargo, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't even dream of touching that dial. Your questions of the day. What's the gift you're giving Jesus this year? More after this. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Representative Mary Gay Scanlon, an advocate of Defund the Police, was carjacked in Philadelphia yesterday afternoon. 5 suspects were later arrested in Delaware, according to DSP. The congresswoman was unharmed by the armed carjackers. The mostly partisan January 6th committee on Wednesday asked Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, to meet with the panel to provide information on his communication with former President Trump regarding the occupation on the Capitol. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi vetoed Jim Jordan's appointment to the committee.
600 people have been charged. Investigations are supposed to happen in the executive branch. Congress has an oversight function, but Democrats don't want to do that. They don't want to ask the appropriate questions, like why was the security posture so weak that day? Why wasn't the National Guard here? They don't want to ask those questions. Instead, the actions of the January 6th committee, I believe, are a complete assault on Americans' liberty.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Come on in, everybody. Good to see you.
Come on, Mike.
Hey, everybody, just take a chunk of time and remember some memories and good times of people we've lost through the year. And with all that's going on this year, take a little bit of time and connect with some people that probably aren't going to make it through the coming year. Best thing you can do in this year. Thank you.
Good gift. Very good gift. Absolutely. Gift to you giving. The man who's the reason for the season.
That's the thing.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by friends at PetroServe USA. If you're just sort of saying, okay, I'm missing a couple things for Christmas here, I'd go to a PetroServe USA near you, and I'd get Frisco Ware is what I'd get. I'd get your bison gear ready to go at PetroServe USA's official convenience store of the NDSU Bison and the game day giveaway. Last one. Last chance to win two $500 gift certificates. Register at a PetroServe USA near you. Any size fountain pop is 79 cents today. If you want to load up for, maybe a couple of pizza corner pizzas, two of those for 11 bucks, after the Christmas prep, you don't want to necessarily have to cook a big meal, nothing like a pizza corner pizza. North Dakota born, nothing like it. And the home cooking's on today, too. Chicken patty on a bun in Glendon, scallop potatoes and ham in Euland, Salisbury steak downtown NP Avenue, Fargo, on Valley City exit 292 I-94. Just come off the exit and head north. Pulled pork or a French dip sandwich today. And a cheese enchilada, 12th Avenue and I-29. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment in a moment. Let's take some more calls here. Paul in Fargo has a question for me. Hello, Paul. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Morning. How are we doing?
Good, sir. How are you today?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Hey, I got a question here. Back in 1978, I believe it was October 26th or 78, there was a law that was brought in. It was called the Independent Counsel Act, which was an act that a president was doing some wrongdoings. They can launch investigations into it. I'm wondering, is that still in law yet or not?
They changed that, and I'm trying to remember if it was the Clinton years, and I don't know if they modified it or what they did, but it had to do with who appoints it, I believe. I'm not. I can do a little poking around. Your question is
the most famous one was Kenneth Starr, right?
Yep, and that's when I think after that they changed it. I think.
Okay, so if they haven't changed it, why hasn't an investigation going on with the president then? A lot of wrongdoings he's been doing and assuming way too much power. Because that's what this Independent Counsel Act is all about, right?
Yeah, exactly right. I'm looking here. It says draft and pass Ethics in Government 78, creating a special prosecutor, later changed to independent counsel position, which could be used by Congress or the Attorney General to investigate individuals holding or formerly holding certain high positions in the federal government. So that's 78, but when did it change? I don't know. I don't know. And by the way, this is why you ought to pray for the Republicans having a tsunami in 2022, because oversight is gone. There is no
right.
Oversight is a political weapon now. That's all it is. I mean, Trump lived with that. It was just, you know, they're going to throw all that at him. But now Democrats have every lever of power. They have the executive branch. They have the House. They have the Senate. So investigation and oversight's gone. It's ridiculous.
It makes no sense, man. Like, everything's upside down, though, man. But I like to say thanks for you guys for giving out the real news to everybody, because I think a lot of these mime and pandering sheep are starting to open their eyes a little bit and see what's really going on around them.
I hope so.
So I'd like to say thanks, guys, for giving the real news, and I appreciate it. You guys have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We are the warriors against fake news here. We try anyway. Paul, thank you. Arlen in Lincoln. Nothing like living in a town called Inkland, Lincoln, North Dakota. What gets better than that? Old Abe. Hey, Arlen.
Yeah, good. Good morning. Yeah, so I like your challenge to the question, what's the gift you can give? So I have questions for the year I always work on. So, like, how much is enough, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah. I don't do New Year's things, but I do give gifts. The old preachers used to say that when you give gifts to God or to Jesus, whatever, your time, and I think you've hit on that several times, there's a lot of needs around the community for people to give some time to helping with food pantries, and you just name it. There's volunteer places looking for help all the time. So time is important. Talent is the second thing. You know, everybody has gifts of talent that you can give. You can let the Lord use you in whatever way he wants to, you know, whether it's volunteering, but it can be other things. You know, your talents can be making something and giving away, food, et cetera, et cetera. Then treasure, which is your money, you know. There's a lot of places need money these days too. So we like that. But I've added to that list with truth. That's a gift we give to Jesus. Give him the truth. Just let him know exactly how things are. And you guys work on that every day. I appreciate it too. And truth doesn't, you know, isn't the final thing. Temple's the next thing. Your body is a temple. Make sure you give a good temple to him. Take care of it. Because I had a near-death experience, and that woke me up to realizing you got to take care of this thing. This is what you have until you're gone. And whether it's COVID issues or whatever, immune systems or whatever, you have heart issues, take care of it. This is your temple. I have a bunch of grandkids, and I want to be around long enough to share more things with them. So then transformation. You know, a gift I can give to Jesus is my transformation. Make my life different for him. Make it better. Try to live that way. And that's just the challenges of my life, to give those gifts to him every day if I can. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, a great list there, and a great answer to the question of the day. So appreciate that, Arlen, very much. Thanks a ton.
Yeah, so you have a good day. Thanks, guys. You
bet. Merry Christmas. Yeah, keep listening. Appreciate it. 258-0550, 701-271-1100. Text us, 701-237-1590. Marie and I have two daughters. And, you know, I don't know that I've said it exactly in this way, but when he talked about your body as a temple, it reminded me of what we were trying to convey in our kids, that your body is a gift to you. It's a temple, and you don't want to give that away to anybody. You don't want to give that away.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to have that conversation, because the world descends on kids to say, if it feels good, do it, and to just do what everybody else is doing. But your body as a temple is a really good way to live. It is. And for people, and I could be fairly called one, that sort of sometimes, I'm just going to eat what I want to eat, and I don't care. You know? But
that's mostly what I ask forgiveness for. Forgive me, Lord, because I ate this Sandy's donut.
Well, yeah, exactly right. And there's a fine line, you know, between just running around and eating Leafs all day,
right,
you
yeah.
know, and just saying, I don't care. Same with, you know, too much alcohol intake or whatever.
Well, you know, I was, you can live the healthiest life and run and exercise every day and eat your tofu and do all that and come out of the gym and get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
You just never know when the good
well,
Lord decides to call you home.
Which is, you know, there, again, that fine line between living reckless and also... honoring the temple that you have. Good point. All right, Clint in Bismarck has a question about rhinos, but I'm going to bring John Hinderocker in. Maybe he can answer this question a lot better than I would. Anyway, the Center of the American Experiment does great work. AmericanExperiment.org. They're fighting a battle not only in Minnesota, but a growing amount of places around the country, helping people everywhere, standing up for freedom, including, by the way, in 2022 in a new purposeful way in North Dakota. So we're looking forward to that. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott.
Good year at the center?
It's been a blowout year. It's unbelievable. The work that our staff has done, you know, the 22-city anti-critical race theory tour, the work that we've done on spending and taxes, handing out the Golden Turkey Award, the work we've done on energy and the economy and so much more. And it's been our biggest year ever in terms of revenue by a wide margin. So the grassroots have responded, a lot of people are appreciating the work that we're doing.
And if you have not heard about the center, John's on with us weekly, so you probably, our listeners have heard some. But just tell some folks, if you end up having conversations over the holiday about frustrations that are out there, I mean, I think on the COVID overreach, they've been fantastic. I said it, didn't I? I said I was not going to use the C word the rest of the show, and there I did. But, we'll just call it the overreach in every level of government, for crying out loud. They've really done some amazing work on that. And there are people that say, hey, I need to put some money into a charitable cause, or I'll give it to Uncle Sam. Now's a good time to do that. And, of course, you can help expand their efforts in North Dakota as well with the Center for the American Experiment. So AmericanExperiment.org to do that. Clint in Bismarck has a question for you, John. Go ahead, Clint.
Well, I don't know if it was a question, more of a comment about our Republican Party being so full of rhinos. We come from a state that the R wins, the R gets in, and so we've been infiltrated with Democrats at all levels. And on national politics, we have guys like Bubba McConnell, who is a sellout to the Chinese government, Chinese shipping industry. He gave away the only thing he had. He gave away to the Democrats to allow them to have a simple majority.
Yeah, he did with a strategy that they had to do it themselves, so they own it. And you can argue whether it's right or wrong, but it's an interesting strategy. What's your take on too many rhinos in the Republican Party, whether here in North Dakota or nationwide, John?
Well, I mean, William Buckley used to say that what a conservative should do is to vote for the most rightward viable candidate, right? So you don't want to throw your vote away on somebody who can't win, somebody who's not a serious candidate. On the other hand, if there's a viable, true conservative in the race, you should get behind him and support him. And we do get frustrated. I think all of us conservatives get frustrated. I mean, for example, Utah is another state where Republicans win elections. And so who do they put into the Senate? Mitt Romney, who, you know, in some respects is a good guy, but has got this obsessive, you know, hatred for Donald Trump, which has really distorted his thinking. And so, you know, I think it's incumbent on all of us conservatives not just to vote for Republicans, but to identify who are the strong conservatives that get behind him.
Thanks, Clint, for the call. 30 seconds left, John. What's job one in 2022 for the Center of the American Experiment?
Well, job one, especially the first half of the year, the legislative session, is what to do with the $7.7 billion projected surplus. And, of course, our answer is permanent tax cuts, or a combination of permanent tax cuts and one-time rebate. Give it back to the taxpayers from whom it came. That is going to be a Donnybrook here in Minnesota.
Best thing for the economy, too. Right?
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, proven over and over and over and over again. Give it back to people, let them put it into the economy. Makes perfect sense. That will be a Herculean battle in Minnesota, sadly, because of the makeup of the legislature. But the nice thing about the Center of the American Experiment, they hold them accountable for that and expose it where in the past that hasn't happened. AmericanExperiment.org. Merry Christmas, John. Thanks for the time.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Scott.
More after this, folks, on What's On Your Mind.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for?
First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Isaiah Fisher. His dad is a hockey player.
Mike Fisher.
Listen to this. Oh my gosh, is that cute? He's just a. You got to see the video. Can't say it's ours. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Listen to this now. It's his mom. That doesn't give you a boost for Christmas, nothing will.
unbelievable.
I still remember when she walked out for the audition on American Idol with her frizzy hair from Choctaw, Oklahoma.
Such a talent.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Unbelievable. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. And while it's too late to get items for Christmas, you still can do my favorite trick. Go to the computer, pick out an item, print it out of the printer, a little picture of it, and say it's in the mail. And then when it comes, like a week later, it's like Christmas all over again. You could do that with the slippers. You could do that with the, the sleepwear is really nice. Those are kind of fun Christmas gifts. Robes. They have now the heavy-duty, thicker robes and then also a thinner robe. And all kinds of colors and all of these is fantastic. It really is. And, of course, mattress topper, somebody's not sleeping well, the famous pillow. Everything they sell comes with the discount when you use the promo code Scott, Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. You want to change somebody's life? Give them a copy of the book. Give them a copy of the book. Jim the Flagpole Guy, I hope you'll answer our question today. What gift does Jesus get this year? Because Christmas kind of works where the Christmas celebration is about the birth. It's a birthday, right? And everybody else gets the gifts. So our Christmas question today is, what do you give him for a gift? Arlen and Devil's Lake, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
I got a little story to tell you. It's about 3 or 4 minutes. Is that okay, Scott?
It is, as long as Jim's okay with riding along with us today. Jim, you up for this story?
Go ahead. Anyway, this is I decided to call in because I figured you needed to have two Arlens on the show today. But anyway, I lost a younger brother in June 1st, and then my older brother passed away November 21st. And anyway, I want to tell you this. I want to preface this. You know, I've been telling everybody this story, my Christian friends and my non-Christian friends. And when I tell them that, my non-Christian friends, this story, I go, you know, I'm not nuts, right? You've known me for 30 years. No, I don't think you're nuts, Arlen. So anyway, my brother was dying about 6 days before he died. He was laying in a hospice bed, and I picked him up and took him out in the wheelchair. I was down in Arizona. That's where he lived. Took him out. He wanted to be out in his patio. He just loved it out there, so I wheeled him out there. And I'd been praying for him for a long time that he'd accept Jesus. So you know where this is going. But anyway, I how a sick, dying man is. His eyes, his face was spat and stressed. And anyway, we went out, and I started praying. And the reason I say this, I'm not crazy. I actually had an epiphany, and I've always been a believer, but I've never had anything like this. When I started praying, the Holy Spirit took over, and I don't even remember what I was praying, except at the end when I said, you know, if you accept Jesus, you know, all your guilt and shame in your life and everything is taken away. And he accepted Jesus. What a gift.
Wow. You aren't kidding. You are kidding, Nerva.
And the peace again. I want to share this with everybody. And at the end, I was sitting a foot away from him. And at the end, I was holding his hand, and he looked up at me at the end of the prayer when he said, I want Jesus. And his face was shining, and it was lit up just like it was white, like snow. And he was smiling from ear to ear, and his eyes were dancing. And, I mean, this was a vision, and I'm not crazy. And I'll tell you what, you know, I've been a Christian for a long time, and sometimes we're a doubting Thomas, you know. I'm not a doubting Thomas anymore. I mean, Jesus is real.
Oh, what man. Stuff.
Amen. He said he came to bring peace.
Yeah.
In certain times. And so, this is a time for that peace.
And anyway, at the end, you know, he looked down, and I finished the prayer, and it was dark out there. It was dark out in the patio. And at the end, we all looked up. His wife and my first cousin was there, and we talked a little bit, and we all started laughing. I know I'm emotional now, but also I have so much joy in my heart. You know, I'm emotional, but I'm not sad, and I'm not happy. I'm joyful. And I'm not sad that he's gone. I miss him. But I'm so happy and joyful, and there's such a difference between joy and happiness.
There it is.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Incredible story. Yeah. And by the way, St. Joseph is the patron saint of happy death.
Yep.
And what you just described was a happy death.
Yes.
It was a happy death. Yeah, and as sad as it is to lose your brother, you know where he's at now because of the gift that you received that moment. Arlen, incredible story. Jim, the flagpole guy, hang on. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.